For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On the heels of President Donald Trump's NATO appearance in Brussels, Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his Norwegian counterparts. President Trump had said he believes in NATO, but criticized member nations for not spending enough on defense. Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defense cooperation with Norway.
We do not take this relationship for granted, and our goal must be to always sustain the high degree of trust that exists between our peoples.
Self-described dirty trickster in American politics, Roger Stone, who's taken credit for persuading President Trump to get into politics, is now acknowledging that he is likely the unnamed Trump campaign regular who corresponded with an alleged Russian hacker. But in an interview with CNN last night, Stone denied any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a conviction. Even Russian intelligence agents in the United States have a presumption of innocence until they're proven guilty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Police in San Francisco arrested a suspected serial rapist who they say posed as a rideshare driver to prey on women. Investigators say 37-year-old Orlando Vilches-Lazo intercepted women as they left nightclubs pretending to be the car that they had ordered. San Francisco Police Commander Greg McCurchin.
These assaults were violent rapes committed by a serial rapist, a sexual deviant predator who was not going to stop until he was caught.
The rideshare app Lyft released a statement but said they deactivated him when they learned of the rape allegations. Attorneys for the family of a man shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies are claiming there is a group of violent officers working within the department. Dante Taylor's family filed a $50 million claim against the department for his fatal 2016 shooting. Attorney John Sweeney says the two deputies are part of a violent clique that work out of the Compton Sheriff's Station and have matching tattoos.
They are part of a more violent aspect of policing.
He says they earn their ink by doing violent acts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democrats use their weekly address to criticize the president's choice of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court nominee. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal stressing in the address that a lot's at stake with Kavanaugh's nomination. The Connecticut senator saying affordable health care and a woman's right to abortion could be jeopardized if Kavanaugh is confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice to succeed the retiring Anthony Kennedy. The senator also accusing President Trump of choosing Kavanaugh to uphold his own political agenda and to please far right-wing organizations.
This president, in a dramatic departure from his predecessors, set extreme ideological litmus tests for this Supreme Court nominee.
Blumenthal calling on Americans who share his and the Democrats' views of the Kavanaugh pick to stand up and express themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Outrage over a highway arrest leads to two officers in Roswell, Georgia, being put on administrative leave. Their actions are under investigation following the release of dash cam video from April, showing the officers in a patrol car deciding whether to release or arrest a driver by using a coin flip app, allegedly without recording the speed that Sarah Webb was driving at. She's now speaking out about the incident, demanding justice.
That's not fair. Other people's freedom, other people's lives are not a game, and these are the people that we're supposed to be trusting.
Charges against Webb have now been dropped. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the home of the brave. Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we're bringing education, information, and communication to all those who have served, veterans, and those serving now, active duty military and first responders. We're brought to you by on the Armed Forces Radio Network with the USA Radio Network. We live stream on Facebook or join us on AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran from Vietnam era and a certified senior advisor. Joining me today, the beautiful, talented, and the lady who started this all, Robin Valletudo. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. I miss your good morning, Vietnam, by the way.
Well, we're no longer in the Gulf of Tonkin.
We don't know. People around the world, they still love that Robin Williams, and that's a really cool thing about joining Armed Forces Radio. We're so excited. Thank you, Dennis Schultz. Thank you, Cause, for the opportunity. Also, Bob Bubka, Janice Self, for the recommendation of our program. And so we are just thrilled to bring some fun entertainment as well as really good information to those who serve our great country and preserve our freedoms all over this globe. So we've got a great lineup for everybody today.
I think this is going to be great. Robin, I'd like to introduce a couple of people today with an educational system that is the newest, the greatest, and what I think we're really moving to in education. Welcome this morning, Miss Emma Bush from WGU University. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, Emma. Coming from somebody that also works in education, I'm with Tarrant County College, and I have a number of veterans, first responders, who are coming back to get more certifications, more education, or even just to finish their degree. So I am such a proponent of higher education. So thank you for coming in studio live with us.
Emma, also, don't we have your Steve Johnson, the chancellor of WGU, on the air with us?
Yes, Mr. Johnson. Good morning. Oh, well, we our engineer, we've got him multitasking right now. The wonderful Chris Campbell is getting us all
set. Everybody knows this one's live.
All right.
All right, we got it. Mr. Johnson, welcome and good morning. Well,
good morning, Chancellor. Is he with us, Chris? Okay.
So all right, let's go on then.
Chris, Emma, can you give him a call back?
Tell us a little bit about WGU. Where did it get started and what's your mission? Because I think people need to know this is the newest cutting edge in education.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And again, thank you so much for inviting me this morning. I'm so excited to be here. I'm fairly new with WGU, but I'm pretty excited about joining them. WGU is extremely unique. Like you, I'm in education, Robin. I'm actually completing my doctor.
Oh, wow. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm in my dissertation phase. And so I've studied a lot about education and the challenges. WGU is different, is a whole different model. It was founded by governors in the West, western part of the country, and they came together to address the issue of education that was needed by working adults, similar to the veterans and the challenges.
And like us, right?
Yes.
I'm just now applying for my master's degree at 50.
Congratulations. and it's a challenge. It is when you work all day. So WGU was modeled around that. Number one, how do you help working adults complete their degree? Busy schedules, families, demands. How do you do that? Well, you go online. Number two, how do you make it affordable? If you have a family, how do you afford to go back to school today? It's so expensive. We made it efficient and cost effective. We'll talk about that. And then number three, how do you use the professional skills that an individual already has so that they don't have to go back through classroom hours to acquire those studies?
I think that's really important, because one of the things you and I talked about was the problem. One of the problems is a lot of young men and women are coming out of the military, going back to school, and they're not finishing.
That's right.
I think they're not finishing because it's a full-time job taking care of a family and having an income and then being able to go to school as well. I ran into the same program when I was trying to get my master's degree and started this radio show. So the radio show took precedence. So I can relate to that. So WGU is an online accredited university. So somebody anywhere in the world, if you have access to the internet, you've got access to WGU, correct?
That's correct.
And that's one of the things to research. I know I've been researching it diligently, Emma, because there are a lot of educational institutions out there, but they're not accredited. Mm-hmm. So you've got to first consider, why are you choosing to get the higher education that you're seeking? And what is that employer looking for? What is accreditable to that employer?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Also joining us now, Dr. Stephen Johnson. Dr. Johnson, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Chancellor.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Man, I got to tell you, when we first started talking about having WGU, and all I could think about is, are you guys going to bring an owl in the studio? That'd be kind of cool.
I was going to insist that Emma wear the owl costume, but no. She said no.
She's a very sweet lady. I don't think I'd do that.
No. I would have worn it for you, Chancellor.
Yeah, right. Now, you're down in Austin, is that correct?
That's right, Jim.
And so you guys basically then are operating worldwide. So for our military forces that are overseas, they can go to your website, WGU, and take a look at all of the programs that are available to them.
Exactly. And, you know, WGU is a bit unique in that it is both a national university serving students all across the country and international, because of the internet capabilities. But then we also have state affiliates. So we have 8 of those right now. Spread across the United States. Texas was created in 2011 as a state affiliate by Governor Perry, who signed an executive order, to create WGU Texas, to really try to seek to increase access to affordable, high quality, educational opportunities. But yes, you're right. I mean, because we are, as Emma said, an online, not-for-profit, students can take courses wherever they have an internet connection.
Chancellor, would you just talk a little bit about this incredible paradigm shift from classroom learning to online learning and the ease of it, but also the equal value of it? Because I think sometimes people might think, well, gosh, is it just as good as, the degree I earned in sitting in a classroom for 3 years?
Absolutely. Well, and, I think one of the unique things, and we all know there's lots of educational institutions that provide either hybrid or fully online courses and programs. I would point to one of the most unique aspects of WGU is its competency-based program, which, as you say, doesn't really talk about seat time. We don't measure seat time. We measure students demonstrating competency across their courses. And so that's a very different model for a student to move through material as quickly or as slowly as they need to achieve competency. That's especially appropriate for working adults, be they in private sector or military or public sector. It fits their schedule and allows them to bring, I think Emma mentioned a little bit about it, bring forward what experiences, what education, what opportunities they've had in the past. If they can demonstrate the competency, they can move through the material as quickly as they can. In terms of, the credibility of an online education, we look at surveys that we do of both employers and students from WGU, and our numbers are consistently higher than traditional universities, particularly with employers who see our students as highly capable, highly educated in the fields that they need them to be.
Why do you think that is, as far as what sets your student completers apart from other institutions?
I think it's a couple of things. I think one, it is the notion of this competency base. These are, in Texas, to give you some example, our average age of our student is 37. These are folks that have experience, oftentimes, like most of us, have had some college but haven't been able to complete yet, but have lots of workplace experience. And so they're coming to employers already with some experience. I think the other thing is that we consistently work with our industry partners to design curriculum, to check the curriculum, to make sure it's meeting the needs of whether it's IT or health professions or a teacher's college, to make sure that our students are up to date in the latest training and technology.
Yeah, and I think that's important too, because
we're getting some feedback somewhere. Okay, I'm sorry. One of the things that I think is so important about this, though, is the ability to serve the military. Now, you have a fairly strong percentage of your students that are active duty military.
That's correct. Right now, we've got about 13% in WGU, Texas, that are a combination of active duty veterans or family members. We've been seeing that steadily increase. One of my focuses in this next year, and I've been chancellor all of 10 months, so really I'm trying to get a handle on where we can think about growing, is to better serve our military population, both active duty and veterans.
Let me just inject for a second, Chancellor. Back in October, I was given the opportunity to go aboard the USS Truman as she did carrier calls off the Florida coast. And I interviewed a number of people on board the ship. And what I found, which was so amazing, is every one of them was working on a degree, either a bachelor's degree or an associate's degree, a master's degree. And one chief I ran into, she was working on a PhD in psychology. So education for our military is so paramount. It's changed so much in today's world. And this is very critically important, and it's really backed by everybody in the military to get a further education. What I didn't know is if you wanted to make it into the advanced ranks, if you don't have a degree, if you don't have a master's degree, you'll get passed over. So this is important because WGU offers that opportunity. And especially when you're aboard ship, I mean, there's long, long periods of time that you don't have anything to do, and studying is really great. So I really compliment you on doing that and part of what you're doing.
Well, and as I was saying, that's the beauty of the online option, is for those who are actively serving, they can work on their education goals right now and come back to it. Say they have to go on a mission or they're on leave for training of some sort and they cannot continue studying at that moment. They can always come back to it. And I think that's one of the greatest assets that institutions like you guys provide.
Also, in talking about your WGU competency-based approach, do you have a specific story, Stephen, that you could talk about? I think there was one that was sent me information about a Michael Arias that you could talk about quickly. Excuse me.
Sure. Yeah. Michael graduated with us from WGU Texas just last year in 2017. He had been active duty while in Iraq and worked on an online associate degree, not with WGU, but with another entity. When he came back, he really knew that he needed to finish up and get the degree. So he began working with WGU to complete his bachelor's degree in business administration. And he got that degree before he went on then to complete his MBA with us just last fall in 2017. I think what's amazing in a case like Michael is the associate's degree, obviously, for our system, demonstrates competency. He was able to complete his undergraduate degree in less than a year and then his master's in just a year beyond that. And some of that is driven clearly by the flexibility of online, but probably most importantly, it is the competency base. And I think it's just essential. And it's true of military, it's true of working adults in the private sector. If you can step forward and complete a degree within a year and a half, and get that credential and move forward, that's good for not only the students or the active duty military, but we all know it's great for their families. It changes lives.
All right, Chancellor, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take this break and hear from our partners, and we'll be right back. Then I want to talk more about the affordability of this. So this is Jim Blythe, and I've got the beautiful Miss Robin Valtuto, who is a founder of our program, and Emma Bush. Thank you for being in studio with us, Emma, and Chancellor Stephen Johnson of WGU. We'll be right back. This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, certified senior advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is. No fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and I've got Robin Valtudo. She's joining me on the bridge of this ship, and we're moving it right down the channel.
Yes, our colleague, Mr. Ron Abrams, is traveling the world right now, so we wish him well, and he'll be back with us next week.
Joining me in the studio, Miss Emma Bush from WGU. Emma, thank you for being on board.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying talking to Dr. Stephen Johnson. Dr. Johnson, you have a doctor's degree in educational leadership and higher education. That's pretty amazing. I don't think that's fairly rare, isn't it?
It's becoming more common. I will tell you, one of the things that's a bit unique for me in getting that doctorate was, although not through WGU because we don't offer doctoral degrees yet, mine is from the University of Nebraska that was fully online. So I live here in Austin, but was able to work on the doctorate at a distance through an online program for similar reasons that anyone goes to online programs, to be able to have the flexibility to open up my computer in the evenings after the house had quieted down and the kids had gone to bed. It was time to get to work. So
Chancellor,
great opportunity for me.
That has been the draw for me, finally, after 2.5 years working with Tarrant County College and constant, conversations from our presidents, when are you going to get your master's? Because I'm at the highest level of management. I cannot be promoted, even if I'm qualified to be promoted with my experience, but my actual on-paper educational degree is not high enough to be promoted. So the online option is the only option for me with my work schedule. So I get it. I'm one of those people that really, really sure. appreciate that transition to online learning.
One of the things in looking up WGU that I found out about is really your affordability. And in a recent article, and so I'm going to throw you guys a little bit of a curve, but Emma was showing me this, the community colleges rarely graduate veterans they recruit. That's really, really true, because I think a lot of things are coming into play, one of which is they've got to maintain full-time jobs to take care of their family, and while the VA pays quite a bit, it doesn't pay for your rent. It doesn't pay for your food, especially if you have children. So one of the things that I think I was really drawn to this WGU is about your affordability. And the second thing is, by being online like this, you can fit within somebody's work schedule. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Johnson, can you talk a little bit about that, please, the affordability?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the things that is kind of the North Stars for WGU is to maintain that affordability. Currently per term it's about $3,200 for WGU. Some of that is our national board is committed to making sure our tuition stays low. Much of that's driven by the fact that we are fully a nonprofit institution founded by 19 Western governors to help states, to help the country solve educational problems and attainment goals. I think affordability is one of the things that we really stress. I think one of the places to see that is in what we call our Responsible Borrowers Initiative, which essentially has worked at WGU to ensure that our students only, if they need to borrow dollars, borrow the least amount that they can. We all know that student loan debt is on the tip of everyone's tongue across all the country. And so we've really tried to work hard to make sure that students recognize and understand what it means to take a loan. For military students, with GI Bill and available assistance, with that level of tuition at $3,200 per term, we see most of our military students able to cover their full tuition and fees. And to your point, Jim, that allows our program then allows you to have a job, to manage a career, to have a family, and similar to me, to get on the computer when you've got time and proceed through your program at your pace.
Chancellor Johnson, continuing the discussion about funding, for those that don't have military assistance for education, do you guys accept FAFSA?
Yes. So we fully are participants in Title IV funding, which is financial aid from the federal government. We also offer some military scholarships as well for students. We really try to work towards affordability. But, yes, if they don't have those military assistant programs available to them, yes, we're fully eligible through FAFSA for them to receive Pell Grants or student loans. We work with our financial aid folks to make sure that everyone can get as much financial aid as they're eligible for.
That really helps a whole lot to solve some of that problem. Now, Chancellor and Emma, can you tell me a little bit specifically about some of the degrees you offer, like in accounting, business management? Can you detail on some of that, please?
And you guys, Jim, we're going to a break right now, so we may, Chancellor, if you hold that thought, we'll come back and continue the conversation. Higher education, it is so easy now for those who serve our country to continue gaining degrees so that when they transition out of service, they know exactly the pathway that they're going to be going into when they come home. All right, we'll be back with more of Alliance for the Brave right after this, Jim.
Well, we're on Alliance of the Brave on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. We are around the world, no longer just in the Gulf of Tonkin.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On the heels of President Donald Trump's NATO appearance in Brussels, Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his Norwegian counterparts. President Trump had said he believes in NATO, but criticized member nations for not spending enough on defense. Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defense cooperation with Norway.
We do not take this relationship for granted, and our goal must be to always sustain the high degree of trust that exists between our peoples.
Self-described dirty trickster in American politics, Roger Stone, who's taken credit for persuading President Trump to get into politics, is now acknowledging that he is likely the unnamed Trump campaign regular who corresponded with an alleged Russian hacker. But in an interview with CNN last night, Stone denied any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a conviction. Even Russian intelligence agents in the United States have a presumption of innocence until they're proven guilty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
You don't need to buy one of those fancy beds that they advertise on TV that'll cost you thousands of dollars when you can just get a MyPillow.com and it will make a tremendous difference in how you sleep. It really will. We'll save you some money. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the Radio 4-Pack Special, type in promo code USA. You'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. Toss out those old, flat, nasty pillows. Replace them with a 100% washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. What have you got to lose? And by the way, did I mention they're all made in America? To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-951-8175. Ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and two go-anywhere pillows. 1-800-951-8175. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this great deal.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
NASCAR heads to Kentucky.
The fans are on their feet, standing up and screaming, ready to start the Quaker State 400.
It's the Quaker State 400.
Here comes Truex racing for the lead. Trouble. Keselowski goes around. Clint Bowyer goes around. Jimmy Johnson got into the wall.
Side by side, down the front stretch they come. It's Kyle Busch with the advantage.
They almost three wide going into three. They'll have to back out of that.
The Quaker State 400, Saturday, July 14th at 5:30.
Don't miss the Quaker State 400 tomorrow night at 5:30 only on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Blythe, and with me, Robin Valtudo. You know, you're the only person I've ever worked with that could do a double backflip.
What decade was it? He still remembers. Chris, his memory is not going. He still remembers.
I mean, you know, you were with the Jacksonville Jaguars as a cheerleader.
Well,
and
I started in college at the University of Kansas, Emma and Chancellor Johnson. That's where I got my undergrad. I actually started at SMU and then transferred because it was so expensive at SMU. Transferred to the University of Kansas, fell into cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that led into my very first big break career, needle in a haystack opportunity with the Jacksonville Jaguars as their first cheerleading manager, choreographer. And so that also led years later to me developing entertainment groups with our cheerleading, professional cheerleaders, and touring overseas, you guys, with Armed Forces Entertainment, which was so special to my heart, especially now with us being on Armed Forces Radio Network. My father serving our military back in the late 50s, early 60s, my grandfather serving, my great uncle serving. So that was my first opportunity to tie my heart back to the military and really appreciate those who sacrifice for our freedoms. And Emma, you've got ties as well.
I do.
Which is really special about why you're here with us today to talk about opportunities to military families. But share your passion and your family ties.
Yeah, very similar to yours, Robin. Pardon me. In that my father, too, in the same time period your father was in the military. In fact, he was wounded in the military. And then my brothers, all three of my brothers are veterans. My uncles, and so I just come from the strong military family, so I have this love for veterans, and I understand the challenges, and I understand that we're going to have to create opportunities to support and help them. Look at the sacrifice they've made.
Absolutely.
Let me go back, though. In talking with you, Chancellor, I think one of the things that's really important is having education and achieving success gives you hope and gives you an opportunity for the future. In looking at your list of classes you've got, immediately what jumps out to me is your College of Health Professionals. Without a doubt, these are some of the most high demand, highest paying jobs that people can get. And a lot of times our military, for instance, I was talking with a guy who'd been a U.S. Army medic. He had actually been a combat medic and had to start all over again to get his educational certifications so that he could work in a doctor's office. You've got a number of wonderful programs that could help people to move into that field. Can you talk about that?
Yes, Chancellor Johnson, at Western Governors University, what are your degree focuses?
Yeah, absolutely. So before I jump in there, though, Jim, I'd like to say I'm very similar to both Emma and Robin. My father served in the late 50s and early 60s aboard ship in the Pacific. I had a great uncle that was the first pilot to land his cargo plane on D-Day on French soil. So my family goes back a ways with the military, and it's near and dear to my heart as well. I think to your point, though, what we see, especially in our health professions college as well as our information technology college, are degrees that can really connect well with what many in the military have been working on. So, you know, to your point to health professions, certainly we see all across the country the growth and need for both nurses, but also folks managing health information, health care management. So we offer a variety of both nursing degrees at the baccalaureate level, but also other degrees that maybe someone's come through and has become a medical assistant at the certificate or associate level, but now wants to move into, say, information management or care management. We also offer multiple masters of science in nursing, and not just in practice nursing, but also in informatics and education in a variety of ways. Similarly, in the IT college, we see enormous growth across our programs in IT. One I would highlight particularly is our BS in cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. We see particularly in Texas, obviously, with the presence here of the bases, particularly in San Antonio. But recently, just this week, it was announced that Austin is now to be the headquarters for Army Future Command, which will be about 500 folks working here on imagining the Army moving forward. And the reason they came here was because of the ability to get folks in the high-tech field. So I think you're right. I think certainly we see opportunities across those two areas where military personnel, family members, veterans can really make a career for themselves that makes a difference in the world and also makes a difference in their family's lives.
You know, as a certified senior advisor, I work with a lot of elderly. And one of the greatest things I see is people who are retired teachers and have a really nice pension as a result of being a retired teacher. And many of them haven't really retired. They may have left a school system, but they're mentoring, they're training, they're teaching. And so you've got a teacher's college that's got some really great opportunities and even master's degrees. Could you elaborate just a little bit about that, Chancellor?
Absolutely. Our teachers' college, we produce more teachers across the country than any other entity of higher education. We are the largest teachers' college. And, of course, that goes across bachelor's degree with licensure. But to your point, where you've got several, or many, many people across the country, Texas is an example where you've got retired teachers that want to continue to make a difference in their communities. Or, for example, we had a student graduate just this spring who happened to be the 100,000th graduate of the university, was a Texan. He had been in the Navy, came out, got his undergraduate degree with a traditional university and began teaching. But he knew he wanted to move up and become a principal and eventually mm-hmm. a superintendent. So he got his master's in educational leadership from WGU in about 9 months. And for him, that made a huge difference. He's got a wife who's a nurse and two young children at home. But certainly, we see the teachers' college having scale and impact across the country.
Well, again, to finish that in 9 months, that's got to be so attractive to people tuning in that you can really fast track to get that degree. It no longer has to take you 2, 3, 4 years. Yeah.
That is huge, not only from cost, but from time. But again, and so many people, okay, you do 20 years, you do 20 some odd years in the military, you have exceptional leadership capabilities. You have exceptional opportunities that you've been trained. Even the Navy teaches teachers how to teach. And so getting these degrees then enable you to come on board, be part of a school. I have a really good friend, one of my pilots from Vietnam. He went down to Port Neches. He ended up being the superintendent of schools down there. So he's ended up with Social Security, a Navy mm-hmm. retirement, and a teacher retirement. I mean, that guy's doing well. And let me tell you, he's in the top 5% because he planned it. That's where I see WGU. You're really helping people plan for a successful future.
Absolutely. And also understanding, too, that the workforce system has changed. The whole sector has changed. I had an opportunity and was really blessed to be able to work with the Dallas County workforce system and the Texas workforce system for 13 years. And today, organizations like Northrop Grumman, very familiar to the veterans, Lockheed Martin,
yeah,
they're focusing in on veterans as well, and they're focusing in on veterans getting further education because there is a national shortage in areas like cybersecurity. And you can't, unless you turn the television off, you don't understand the value of cybersecurity today and protecting IT and information systems. And of course, we offer that degree, Phil. But those veterans who may be listening, take your skill set and then transfer it over into the business world and match that with a degree.
And a lot of times we're finding over our 5 years of working in the veteran space that they don't know how to do that. Some just don't. They just need guidance. They need somebody to help them translate all of their years of service and their experience into the private sector or the corporate sector when they transition out of the military. There's so many great skill sets that every single military service member brings, no matter what position you held. They are something unique to the skill set that you gained in your service that will be very valuable in the private sector.
You know, Chancellor and Emma, in looking at your WGU information, one of the things I'm impressed with, because when I think of online, I think about sitting in my easy chair with my computer and not having interaction. But you actually, in your presentation material, is personalized one-on-one faculty support. You bring that to the table as well to help that veteran maybe make that transition or get that little bit of extra, correct?
Absolutely. And I think what's very unique about WGU, beyond all the things we've talked about to this point in terms of being online, being competency-based, is how a student interfaces as they move through their program. When you enroll at WGU and work with one of our enrollment counselors, once you become ready for classes, the first thing you are done is handed off to a program mentor. This is a faculty member that's worked in the field, and essentially they stay with you through your entire program. They're the person that reaches out to you every week to talk about your progress and planning through the materials. And so one of the things that we hear consistently is that program mentor is the person that made the biggest difference in that student's life to get through the program at a rate that made sense. Once you're taking courses, then you have course instructors as well who work with you one-on-one as you need to move through the material. There's support groups of other students. There's online materials. There's recorded lectures. I mean, we have a full range of course material as students move through. But I would really highlight this notion of a program mentor, someone who works with you and almost acts as your guide through your program at WGU.
All right, so you guys offer the Teachers College, College of Health Professionals, College of Business, College of Information Technology, lots of great fields that military service skill sets can transition into. Do you guys work with any programs such as College Credits for Heroes, where their military service can be evaluated and automatically they can receive credits into certain degree fields?
Absolutely. We work with each student individually to look across it at their experience, as well as obviously other courses they may have taken in more traditional settings. Since we are designed to demonstrate competency rather than sitting in a classroom for 16 weeks, we want to make sure that we recognize and that students can demonstrate the competency in things they already know.
You know, that goes along with your certifications that are offered by your degree programs. I mean, you got Cisco, you got Oracle, you got Microsoft. These are important certifications today, whether you're in medical, billing, information technologies, anything today. If you don't have those accreditations, you're going to have a rough time, right, Robin?
Absolutely. Chancellor Johnson, I'm going to jump in and let Emma mentioned where to go for those that are interested. We're really piquing your interest. You want to read about Western Governors University and all of the offerings and how to even apply. What is the best way to do that, Emma?
Ideally, if they have a moment and a veteran who may be listening in, just give us a telephone call. Easy dial 877-214-7011. But if you're already at your computer, go ahead and log in. Go ahead and just Google us at texas.wgu.edu.
Okay, we'll repeat that one more time.
texas.wgu.edu or dial us at 877-214-7011.
So I started researching this and taking a look, Emma and Chancellor, I realized this is the way education's going today.
Yep.
I got started at a seminary, and right in the middle of it, they were saying, you can take some of these courses online. But I didn't have time to fit in to their schedule for the online courses I wanted to take. So WGU can put it at my pace, my timing, whatever I need, but I also have personalized service, right? I mean, I sound like a commercial, but I'm trying to make a point.
We're gonna cut out Jim's endorsement right there, Chance. We're gonna edit it down for you, our wonderful producer. We're gonna send it to you.
Well, here's the main thing. I see a tremendous need. I am a Vietnam veteran. When I got out, I went to college. It took me 3 years to get my degree at the University of Texas after I'd already had 2 years of college, and I went year-round. If I could have done something like this for a degree in finance, I would have been so much faster and better off. And fortunately, I came out with no debt, but boy, let me tell you something, it was a tough road to hoe. You're making it easy to get the tools you need.
And when we come back in this last segment of our first hour, Chancellor Johnson and Emma, I'd like for you to also talk about the impact you see in assisting service members coming back who might be fearful to be sitting in a classroom setting because of post-traumatic stress. So this online opportunity just really puts them at ease and really helps them along their pathway.
All right, this is Jim Blank with Robin Valtudo, and we've got Emma Bush as well as Chancellor Steve Johnson, Dr. Johnson, and we're talking about Western Governors University, WGU. How can you benefit by education built for you today? So this is Jim Blythe. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners on the Armed Forces Radio Network. How about that?
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Antique Market. In 1866, the Grapevine Masonic Lodge is organized. J.W. Dunn is the first worshipful master. In 1867, they decide to build a school. Pine lumber is hauled by ox teams over 150 miles from the mills in East Texas. School begins in September of 1869. Colonel W.P. Bishop is principal. The school remains open until 1886.
Hi, I'm Brandon Cantrell with Grapevine Antique Market. We sell vintage items, antiques, and a lot of current decorative items. Very cool. My husband lived here when I got married 33 years ago. It's a small town feeling, although it's not that small anymore. I've just gotten to know Grapevine, and I have lots of friends here, and I like it.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548, and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
I'm heading off for vacation in a few weeks, and you know, I'm really excited to have some time off, some extra good sleep, but then I get extra good sleep because of my pillow. So if you're craving that vacation kind of sleep, you know, you can get it at home anytime with a MyPillow. Now, one of the nicest things about the MyPillow, it stays cool all night long. You don't have to flip the silly thing over to the cooler side. It's always cool, and it keeps its shape all night long, so you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to fluff the pillow up, make it nice. Just order a MyPillow with promo code USA. You're going to get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. That's 2 MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Again, use promo code USA to get 50% off. These pillows come with an amazing 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, 100% machine washable and dryable, and made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll to the Radio 4-Pack Special, enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. 800-951-8175. Promo code USA.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe. And Robin, thanks for giving that intro music of the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. Our wonderful producer, Chris Campbell. Does that bring memories back to you, Jim?
Yeah, I can just see myself in the Gulf of Tonkin, just about 60 miles south of Haiphong, and playing those kind of records.
It's timely because we're here today with WGU teaching you or sharing a pathway for you to get your satisfaction. Right, Chancellor Johnson?
Exactly.
See the segue? There's always a segue.
Good. Well done, Robin. Okay, hey, Emma, you and I and Robin were talking about on the break a study which I really like for you to detail just a little bit, because I think it's so critically important in helping veterans succeed.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So there's a number of studies out there, pardon me, but there's one that The Atlantic published, and it was on the graduation rate of veterans from community colleges. And so the study concluded that a disproportionately high number of veterans enter the community college programs, but they're not graduating.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they cited a number of issues. One is the fact that many of them are married and have families, and that's a big challenge of time. And then secondly, they say that many, it is the, even though they have GI and then they have community colleges are subsidized by taxpayers, that the cost is still a reason for them. And then as you mentioned, Robin, earlier, some of them have experiences left over and traumatic stress, and they're dealing with that, and how do you balance that? And then they also cited the lack of support, that many of the universities, they're transitioning now, but they have not put a support system in customized or designed specifically for veterans and their specific needs, even though that is changing right now.
And that does make a difference. And Chancellor Johnson, I'm assuming that that's part of the success that you and your team are seeing at WGU with veteran completion, is that you understand where they're coming from and what their needs are, and your staff is trained to know how to support them.
Exactly.
Part of what we're working on doing with Alliance for the Brave is changing some of the perception that's in the public and in the community. I know for a fact, when I went back to college many, many years ago, it was kind of frowned on that I'd been in Vietnam for 4 years. A lot of people are telling me the same thing. They actually have college professors stand up and make derogatory comments towards the military or towards veterans. I don't see that in your WGU program. What I see is a very veteran-friendly situation with mentors, with counselors to help people. That's important. That's why I wanted to get WGU on the air with us.
Mm-hmm. I also want to note, I'm going to just observe another article very quickly, is by Forbes magazine. Very dependable, very credible. But in one of the studies that they listed in an article, they referenced that for veterans, one of the best programs is competency-based education. They said there's a high student loan default. They mentioned that a lot of universities, not to disparage any university, because we have great universities in Texas and in the United States, but they mentioned that a lot of them go after veterans for GI Bill money, but that they end up, and they get the loans to get in addition to support additional tuition costs. But because of the low graduation rate for many of them, they're not complete. And so they're suggesting in their study that competency-based education, which is what we offer, is the best route for them, because they get to take those military skills and transfer those. And it's not class-based driven, but if you can master a certain course, you come out of it sooner.
And then, Chancellor Johnson, do you guys take it even a step further for your completers to have a division at WGU set up for job placement?
Yes, we do have career services for students that complete at WGU, both at the national level and then also at those states where we have state affiliates, such as Texas. You know, we have nearly 10,000 students that have graduated from WGU Texas. And as I said before, we're well over 120,000 graduates across the country. So, yes, I mean, I think for us, and one of the things that attracted me to come to WGU was this absolute focus on students. There are no decisions that we make at the university that don't focus on what does that do to the student experience and the success of our students.
Chancellor, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on to talk about WGU and how it can help my brothers and sisters who are veterans. And Emma Bush, thank you so much for being a beautiful part of our onboard team today. Robin, thank you. I want to say a very special thank you to the USA Network.
And Armed Forces Radio. Keep tuning in. We're coming up on hour two of Alliance for the Brave. Chancellor Johnson, Emma, again, thank you, and much, much success wished your way.
Well, stick around, because we've got the VFW, my good friend Lynn Toomer, and he's bringing a national personality to talk about VFW, how important that is and what that's doing for us today. So this is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo, Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back with the second hour after these words from all of our partners. And thank you again, USA Radio Network and Armed Forces Radio Network.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his counterparts on defense cooperation. The talks come this week following NATO's leaders' summit in Brussels, where the president criticized member nations for not matching U.S. defense spending.
Norway's recommitment to meet the 2% Wales pledge at NATO's highly successful summit lends credence to the reality that NATO is stronger today than it was yesterday.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives want more money for Germany's military, but their social democratic coalition partners have pushed back. China's top foreign affairs advisor has spoken out against a threatened trade war with the U.S.
We advocate a sensible approach to any dispute or problem in trade relations. There will be no winner from a trade war, only a lose-lose outcome.
He made his comments at Beijing's World Peace Forum. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A federal judge said yesterday that the government is making a good faith effort to reunite families that were separated at the border. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Lee Gerlint represents the separated families.
I certainly believe the United States government has the resources to get it done if they treat it as a priority in the way they did when they went out and tried to arrest everyone.
The judge said he'll be monitoring government efforts to meet the July 26th deadline to reunite more than 2,500 older children with their families. Responding to President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Senator Richard Blumenthal delivered the weekly Democratic address. The Connecticut senator is urging all Americans to mobilize everyone they know and protest Judge Kavanaugh's nomination.
We do not live in ordinary times. We need extraordinary efforts to make sure that the United States Supreme Court remains faithful to the rule of law.
Blumenthal says to the women who rely on affordable, accessible contraceptive coverage and the men who know that protecting reproductive freedom is a shared responsibility, your time has come. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Two Roswell, Georgia police officers are on administrative leave after they were caught on dashcam video using a coin flip app to decide whether to issue a speeding ticket to Sarah Webb. She's demanding justice.
I was already having a bad day, and that just was, it was icing on the cake.
The officers also failed to record her speed. Charges against Webb have been dropped. A survey of American voters finds your feelings on Russia may be tied to your party affiliation. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll showing 40% of Republicans consider Russia to be friendly and a U.S. ally. Only 25% of Democrats share that view. The poll taken just ahead of President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin revealing a majority of Americans still believe relations with Moscow are more negative than positive. However, nearly twice as many Republicans say Russia Russia is friendly as compared to a poll taken in 2014.
In the days ahead, folks who never pay full price for anything are eyeing online shopping deals. Amazon's Prime Day kicks off Monday, with the internet giant's biggest sales day of the year, promising Prime members 36 hours of deep discounts. Speaking to ABC, retail expert Mark Elwood has advice for savvy shoppers.
The real deals on Prime Day are if you plan ahead. Go shopping right now and put all you want in your shopping basket. Then wait till Prime Day and see if they've cut the price.
Amazon's rivals, Best Buy, Macy's, and Walmart are also offering Black Friday in July promotions. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all of those who have served and to our active duty military and first responders. I'm Jim Blythe, a certified senior advisor, U.S. Navy veteran, three tours of Vietnam. Does that count?
Absolutely, my friend.
Absolutely. And my great friend, Robin Valtudo, who is our executive director and started this program almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, for Alliance for the Brave, it's been that long, but we've been working with 1160 AM in the veteran space for 5 years. And so we're just thrilled to keep the ball going and all of the wonderful veteran service organization leaders that we've been able to partner with, connect with, to work with. And now taking it on a global basis through the assistance with Armed Forces Radio. Thank you so much. As well as our leaders here at KBDT, Fred Weinberg, Janet Bro with USA Radio Network, and as well as our general manager, John David Wells.
When you and I first got started together, you took me to a big party and introduced me to this really great guy. I was so impressed with him. So I called him up and I said, hey, I want to talk to you today about the organization that does the most for veterans, the VFW. Lynn Toomer, welcome aboard, buddy.
Good morning. Good to hear you.
Good morning,
man.
Lynn.
Great to talk to you. And how's your beautiful wife?
She is asleep in bed right now.
What?
Well, I know you guys work so hard throughout the week. I've got to tell everybody that with Jim's wonderful endorsement of Lynn Toomer, I'm going to chime in too. Lynn, you have got the biggest heart of almost anyone I've met here in Texas serving our veteran families and even active military duty. So supportive in every single way.
Lynn, I think when I came back from Vietnam, I really didn't want to get involved, and I wasn't involved. And I really missed out on a lot of opportunity to work with and to have camaraderie. And the VFW is an organization that really brings a lot to the table. And I think everybody knows in their little small town, they pass by that one VFW hall, and they think, well, there's a bunch of old guys sitting in there playing bingo. You guys are doing so much more today than you were doing 50 years ago, 20 years ago. Lynn, I think it's important to tell us about the VFW today and all you're involved in.
Well, it is just incredible, everything that we do for the community, for our veterans, the families, the kids. We take care of all of them. And that's just what we've been doing ever since the VFW was established.
Lynn, one of the big things is you guys have launched a campaign to combat hunger. Tell me a little bit about that. Where can people find out about it? And where could people donate to it?
TexasVFW.org. Go to the website. There's a donate button. Go to your local food banks. That's who we're working with on this project. And give anything you can give. Your local shelters, they need all the help they can get, and we're working the hardest to get the homeless veterans off of the streets and put them back in a normal style of life.
Well, I'm on your website right now, Lynn, and again, it's texasvfw.org, Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars, a voice for veterans, currently deployed members of our armed forces and their families. And this will let you know there's a way for anybody to help with 2.4 million members of the VFW and its auxiliaries located in 8,500 VFW posts around the world. You have great presence.
Absolutely.
You guys are also huge at lobbying. You were behind the 2018 VA Reform Bill Act, and some of the things that you do politically, people don't even know, Lynn. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've got a special guest with me today from Capitol Hill, Michael Figliola. He is our national rep here at the VFW convention.
Welcome, Michael.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, Michael. A little bit Italian there. Sounds great.
Well, you know, my grandfather was actually Sicilian. Never learned how to speak it, but I was born in America. I'm American.
But can you make a good pizza? That's all we want to know.
I make good sauce.
Hey, I got to tell you, you can lead me anywhere with a good pizza or great Italian food. I'm all in. The guy I work for right now at Homebridge is Italian, and we laugh and cut up all the time.
Well guys, please jump in and talk about what's happening on the forefront for veterans of foreign wars.
Let me just expound real quick on what Lynn was talking about based on your question. You know, a lot of people, and you hit it right on the head, Jim. First off, thanks for your service and welcome home, brother. That is something that's probably long overdue. And the Vietnam veterans have led the way to what VA provides for our veterans today, because you guys brought the battle when you came home and were so poorly treated. So thank you very much and welcome back.
Thank you. Not about me. It's really not about me, Michael. It's about this next generation. It's about the active duty military and these kids coming out. And they need to connect. And I think one of the best places they connect in every community across America is a VFW. So let's talk about not the guys that are sitting at the table playing bingo, but what you're actually doing in the community to help the community.
And Michael, go ahead. I know you were giving thanks to Jim, which we're always so glad to hear. But you were going to comment on a question he had asked previously.
Thank you. Jim just brought it up again. That myth, that public perception that it's the old man behind the bingo and the smoke-filled rooms and the cheap beer, and well, you know, that does happen in some places. I want to tell you this much. VFWs are credit representatives. Our professional staff, on behalf of veterans last year, recovered $7.7 billion in VA benefits. $7.7 billion. $300 million right here in Texas.
Congratulations. Amazing.
And that is what we do. That's the message that we don't tell well enough. You don't have to be a member to get our services. By congressional charter, we have to do it for free. We'll help any veteran out there with your VA claim. That's probably the biggest thing that we provide. And I'm telling you veterans out there right now, and you youngsters are still on active duty that don't think there's anything wrong with you, get it documented. Go see a veteran service officer. I prefer the VFW, but you can go see who you want to see. And let us help you with the VA with all those benefits, whether it be your disability claims, your home loan guarantee. And Jim hit the other point, too, a minute ago about lobbying. Right now, and Vietnam ties into this, H.R. 299 passed the Veterans Affairs Committee. It just passed in the House, and H.R. 299 talks about Blue Water Navy. That's going to expand VA benefits to more Vietnam veterans who were essentially wrongfully denied by VA based on an arbitrarily written line from point A to point B on a map. 299 will expand VA benefits for those that were exposed to Agent Orange, which is an herbicide used in Vietnam. But additionally, there's going to be benefits for those that served in Thailand, children with spina bifida. We already had that benefit for Vietnam. We're going to expand that to Thailand. Those that served in Korea on the DMZ, who are also exposed to Agent Orange. The dates have been backed up another year. So we have been able to advocate for this. It's long overdue. we suspect that there's going to be another 10 to 25,000 veterans who are going to be able to receive VA benefits, and VFW helped write that bill. That's something that we're very proud of.
Again, congratulations. Hey, guys, are y'all building something in the background, Lynn? We know Lynn has a contract company, construction company. We hear all this banging going on. What are you building, Lynn?
We're not building anything. We're actually in Austin, Texas at the VFW officer training seminar.
So are we hearing firearms or something in the background?
No, you're hearing coffee service, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, hey, well, let me tell you, there is no cup of coffee better than a military cup of coffee, because you got to have a stainless steel spoon. Otherwise, it'll dissolve it.
Absolutely. It's thicker than mud.
Yeah. And again, I'm telling people, you need to, when you come home, you had multiple years. I had 4 years, three combat tours of Vietnam on carriers. But you have a camaraderie. You have a mission. You have a feeling that goes along with your military service. And when you step out of the military, a lot of guys lose those components. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You lose those components when you come out of the military. And that's the transition is so difficult for a lot of guys. And that's where the VFW is critical. We get you back online, back in the program, and you're talking to veterans that have been through what you've been through, have dealt with the things that you are dealing with or that you're going to deal with. I mean, we are just so on top of the game as far as getting veterans transitioned back into civilian life.
Yeah.
It's just outstanding. Nobody does more for veterans than the VFW.
One of the things that I need to re-up my membership, but I was a member of the VFW, and one of the things I noticed is the involvement that the VFW locally had with the high schools and their ROTC programs. Lynn, tell people a little bit about that, because it's important how you're impacting kids.
Well, absolutely. It's called the Voice of Democracy and the Patriot's Pen. This starts from third grade all the way up through high school. Their programs, we give the kids an opportunity to believe in America again. And we donate over $3 million to the kids for scholarships to go to college. And they can participate yearly in this program. It is one of the most outstanding programs that the VFW has for the community and the youth in our community.
So fantastic, Lynn. And Lynn, when you became a member of VFW, and that was back when I think John Lundquist was of higher leadership, I saw this transformation in you and buying into making a difference and now working your own self up through the leadership ranks of VFW to really bring to the forefront all of these great opportunities and programs that the VFW focuses on and the services that are provided. Just talk about that transformation for yourself and where you are.
For myself, I actually joined the VFW. I was not exposed to it until a gentleman that owned my company, he was a World War II vet. He came in and said, hey, I need some help with my medical, my pills and all my medications, they're just too expensive, and I need some help getting that done. Well, I made a phone call, and they sent me to my local VFW post. So I took him down there. We went and sat down with a service officer, and turns out he was my uncle. Had no clue.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, had no clue. I hadn't seen him in 25 years. But through my service in the Marine Corps, and chasing down the medical benefits for a World War II vet, I ended up reconnecting with him. And from that day, when I saw what the VFW does for veterans, I was hooked. I mean, I'm a true believer.
Wow,
so
that is a beautiful connection.
Yeah. All right, Lynn, I tell you what, I want to continue this conversation in talking about VFW and the importance, and tell people, number one, where can you go to plug in to find out? And number two, how can kids find out about the scholarship program? So when we come back from this word from all of our partners, let's focus on helping people to plug into the VFW. Robin?
That's what we do. So continue to tune in, join in, and plug in with us right here on Alliance for the Brave on KBDT and Armed Forces Radio Network around the world.
All right. We'll be right back after this word. And thank you so much for tuning in. Pay attention. It's going to get better.
Yes, and don't forget, visit our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, to connect with us individually, myself, Jim, and Ron, as well as all of our veteran service organization partners. We'll be right back.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is, no fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo. We're talking about a really great guy, a good friend of mine, Lynn Toomer. Lynn, thank you for being on board and bringing your buddy there with you.
Yeah, Lynn and Michael, are you getting the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy on over there? I love this music. Doesn't it just make you want to get up and dance?
You betcha.
Hey, Lynn, very quickly, I want people to know about your service. What did you do in the military? And Michael, what did you do? And then Lynn, what are you doing right now with VFW?
Well, I served with 3rd Assault Amphibian Battalion, United States Marine Corps, from 1986 to 1993. Served in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and Somalia. We were the ground pounders.
You were the guys that kept the peace because you were there.
Absolutely.
And Michael, how about you?
Michael had to step away on an emergency.
The coffee pot ran out, right?
Exactly.
He's replenishing. Well, Lynn, as we were going to break, you had talked about what brought you to VFW, which is just a fascinating story out of nowhere to get reconnected with your family member by helping someone else that needed benefit assistance with benefits. And so from there, you went on to be a VFW post commander, and then talk about going from there to what you're doing now.
Well, as you said, I became a VFW post commander. I was a VFW quartermaster, handling all the financials. And then I was asked to step up to the district level and went through the chairs at the district level, junior vice, senior vice, and district commander. And now I am running for Department of Texas State Junior Vice Commander. And that's a one-year candidacy program, and if duly elected in June of 2019, I will be the State Junior Vice Commander for the Department of Texas.
Impressive.
And from that point on, you go through the chairs, and you go from Junior Vice to Senior Vice to State Commander after your fourth year.
Okay, that means when you come on board, I got to stand up and salute. Well, I'm going to do that because you're a Marine anyway. I don't care.
And Lynn, working your way up to this level of leadership, what does that provide for you? What is the benefit, or what opportunity does it give to you to really make an impact, an even greater impact in the world of VFW?
Well, when you're at the post level, you're helping your local veterans. When you're at the district level, like District 21 in Fort Worth, has 18 VFW posts, so you're helping about 5,000 veterans. As a Department of Texas Junior Vice Commander, you're looking at 1.7 million veterans you're able to help. So it's a huge transition, and I've enjoyed the ride so far, and I enjoy helping veterans. Luckily, my wife supports me in what I do.
She's so fantastic. Hey, you guys are the dynamic duo, let me tell you.
You and I are so blessed in that regard.
Absolutely.
Lynn, let's go back and tell people again. I think it's so important for our military to be reconnected to other like military with like experience. They can go online to VFW. They can go to a local post and look up a local post. I think they're going to be welcomed. Tell people how to do that and where to go.
The easiest way to find it is go to vfw.org. That is our national website. And it's as simple as clicking right at the top of the page. It says find a post. Click on that, put the area that you're in, and poof. All the local posts will pop up right in front of you.
Perfect. Again, that's texasvfw.org. Lynn, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention about what's happening within the district here in our home base of Dallas-Fort Worth?
Oh, the biggest thing is our chili barbecue championships.
Woohoo! I love those.
that raises money for the district to help assist our veterans in our local areas, which covers about 7,000 square miles of Texas.
And how can people learn where they are and when?
Go to texasvfw.org. And you will find just about everything you need to know.
All right, it's all there. And then, too, I'm going to encourage you to tag like crazy to Alliance for the Brave, Robin Valletudo, James Blythe, Diane Blythe, Ron Abrams, our whole team with the latest and greatest chili cook-off information, okay? And I know Karen's tuning in, too. So, Karen, your beautiful bride, please share the information with us as well. And, Lynn, we just wish you all the best. We're huge supporters of your movement up the ranks in VFW. and of Veterans of Foreign Wars posts all together and the services that you are providing to all of our veterans and their families.
And thank you, Marine, for your service. It means so much that the mission continues with you to help those who have served. Thank you, Lynn. I greatly appreciate it.
God bless you, Lynn.
Thank y'all, and thank your program for what you do.
All right. Well, we're trying, thanks to you. All right, we're going to be right back in a few minutes. Word from our partners. We've got Fred Penny, an attorney from California that was on John David Wells' program. Most insightful discussion I've heard about the Supreme Court nominee. We're going to be right back after these words.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his counterparts on defense cooperation. The talks come this week following NATO's leaders' summit in Brussels, where the president criticized member nations for not matching U.S. defense spending.
Norway's recommitment to meet the 2% Wales pledge at NATO's highly successful summit lends credence to the reality that NATO is stronger today than it was yesterday.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives want more money for Germany's military, but their social democratic coalition partners have pushed back. China's top foreign affairs advisor has spoken out against a threatened trade war with the U.S.
We advocate a sensible approach to any dispute or problem in trade relations. There will be no winner from a trade war, only a lose-lose outcome.
He made his comments at Beijing's World Peace Forum. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
You don't need to buy one of those fancy beds that they advertise on TV that'll cost you thousands of dollars when you can just get a MyPillow.com and it will make a tremendous difference in how you sleep. It really will. We'll save you some money. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the Radio 4-Pack Special, type in promo code USA. You'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. Toss out those old, flat, nasty pillows. Replace them with a 100% washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. What have you got to lose? And by the way, did I mention they're all made in America? To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-951-8175. Ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and 2 go-anywhere pillows. 1-800-951-8175. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this great deal.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
NASCAR heads to Kentucky.
The fans are on their feet, standing up and screaming, ready to start the Quaker State 400.
It's the Quaker State 400.
Here comes Truex racing for the lead. Trouble! Keselowski goes around. Clint Bowyer goes around. Jimmy Johnson got into the wall.
Side by side, down the front stretch they come. It's Kyle Busch with the advantage.
They almost three wide going into three. They have to back out of that.
The Quaker State 400, Saturday, July 14th at 5:30.
Don't miss the Quaker State 400 tomorrow night at 5:30 only on 1160 AM KBDT.
We'll be right back.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blank with Robin Valtudo, and you're on board with Alliance for the Brave. I have listened to so much about the Supreme Court nominee. And earlier this week on John David Wells' program that's broadcast on our station, he had an incredible speaker that came on, Fred Penny. Fred, thank you, Attorney Penny, for joining us this morning.
Sure, Jim. Robin, thank you for having me. Jim, thank you for having me. And by the way, I always want to say this. Thank you for those men and women serving our country.
Thank you, Fred. And I just want to chime in real quick because we got a chance to meet via email. I know you and Jim actually had a chance to speak. You're a very big part of KBDT and 1160 AM. You host Law Talk on our station as well. But you come from service of your father. He was one of the Frozen Chosen, and we can't wait to bring you back on at another time to really dive into that whole story of service that comes from your family. So thank you as well.
Yeah, you're welcome. What a great. I call those the tough people, you know, that grew up in that era. Boy, my dad went through a lot.
Well, we need some tough guys. We need some tough people at the Supreme Court level.
Yes,
Fred.
Fred, let's
dive in.
Your conversation about Kavanaugh, could you please, I'm just going to turn you loose because you are the most, you're nonpartisan. You gave some of the most insightful information about this man and his Supreme Court nomination. So I'm just, please go in and tell us about that because it's important for people around the world to know more about this man that's been nominated and why he was nominated.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh is a very interesting nominee, and a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of things people don't know about him. Did you know one of his clerks said the following? This is a quote from one of his clerks, said that he remembers him as a good family man. Now, he has two daughters that he actually coached their basketball team as an appellate court judge. He's an appellate court judge, but he coaches girls' basketball team.
Wow.
And they remember his one-year-old daughter walking into the, you know, they have their little court, there's the courtroom, and then they have their chambers, walking in, and he literally was playing hide-and-go-seek with her during a busy time where he didn't have, you know, picture, you know, here's an appellate court justice of the D.C. courts, and he's playing hide-and-go-seek with his one-year-old daughter. What, you know, whether you're politically left, right, or middle, that's the type of person that is a kind of a person you want around.
It's so good to share those elements because it humanizes them, because these are people that we think of as superheroes to society.
Family first, without a doubt. And some of the other comments you made about him, could you please elaborate on that?
Sure. There's a lot. There's some funny things that I like. Now, here's probably one of the most interesting things that a lot of people don't understand and know. In 2003, he was nominated by Bush Jr. I would say Bush Jr., George W., but I just say Bush Jr. Okay, so Bush Jr. nominates him to the appellate court. Now, appellate court usually is a quick, you know, process. The Supreme Court is a long, drawn-out process, much longer than it used to be. By the way, the Judiciary Committee that interviews him started in 1925. Everyone think that's like has always been there? No, it's about 1925 was when that started with the Judiciary Committee interviewing. But in 2003, the process of putting him on the appellate court was a three-year. Let me repeat that: a three-year drawn-out bow-beating situation that should have never gone that far. In fact, the funny thing is, and this is what I kind of brought up, I think is funny, I love to hear little tidbits about him, but Dick Durbin called him the Forrest Gump of the Republican politics. And I always say to myself, you know, if he plays ping pong, and his wife's name's Ashley, not Jenny, so, but, and he's a war hero, he loves chocolate, and he started Bubba Gump's. And I'm for him. I'm all for him. Because Bubba Gump's is a good place, too.
It really is. So, they even have that in Mexico, by the way.
Yeah. So he's a great guy, as in, you know, the Forrest Gump, and that's the funny thing they talk about. Now, let's get down to basics. Now, this is the important thing. Let's talk about the facts of his prior rulings, because what they always look at in looking at whether or not during the nomination of a Supreme Court, a justice, they look at their prior rulings. Now, there's a couple of things I want to get into. I know I've got a lot to talk about, and by the way, I got to be on the air live on our show in about 15, 20 minutes. So what I want to tell you is about abortion. He said that he basically agrees in following Roe v. Wade. And the reason he says that, everyone's thinking, oh, my gosh, he's leaning left. No, not true. What he believes in is when the law is set, you follow the law. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, I have a brother that's a judge. And he, look, we don't make the laws as judges, is what they say. And a good judge is saying, I don't make the law. I follow the Constitution. I follow what's been laid out, and I apply the law. I don't look at politics and roll it the way I want to roll it. That's a good judge. I don't care if you're middle, left, or right. That's a good judge. And that's the way he is. Now, however, there has been some decisions where he's leaned in limiting abortions. So, but he's ruled in favoring some restrictions on abortion. So that shows he's leaning a little bit more to the middle or to the right. Now, as we get into the refugee thing we're talking about, he did talk about in 2017, he held that an unaccompanied refugee, basically illegal child that is in the country while in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, they can stop them from attaining abortion. So he held that, too. So little tidbits you can look at and understand about this man. And I know I'm talking too much, but this is exciting.
No,
I like
this,
to
No,
I like to
I, we want
this
you to.
This
we
background
want
information
to.
Is, honestly, it's, yeah. it's fascinating, yeah. Fred. And yeah. I think the more truly, genuinely educated we can become about somebody, we can have an educated reaction. And at yep. some point, before we let you go, I want your opinion on what happened at the University of New York with the students who were interviewed about this pick before it even happened. So I'm going to let you and Jim continue on, but let's make sure we get to that.
And you know what? You're going to die when you hear this. And again, I'm a lawyer, and I think I know a lot, even though I don't. But I've been so busy. You're going to have to tell me. I don't even know what happened.
Crazy story for everyone.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's talk about that in a minute. And then, because I want to get through a couple things really quick, Robin, that are very important for people to know. Affordable Care Act, he was against it. Just FYI. He dissented in the D.C. Circuit Court. Basically, just I can get into deep details. We don't have time, but he was basically against it. Environmental regulations. He struck down a Clean Air Act regulation, which the United States Supreme Court, and he upheld it. Upheld this divided panel that struck down an issue in the Clean Air Act, and the United States Supreme Court reversed him. So it shows you where he's leaning there. Without getting into detail, he's against terrorism. Generally, his rulings have been more harsh on the terrorists, let's put it that way. And there is one case that he did. There's a couple of cases, but the main case he did was, I never say it right, Ali al-Bul case that he retroactively convicted of war crimes a terrorist. So that's him. But here's some statistical issues about him. So what happens with lawyers is lawyers, believe it or not, they do these little surveys with lawyers. And by the way, I am barred in the Washington, D.C. So I've got a D.C. Law practice. And actually, I've got an office there. I've never even been there, by the way. My partners handle it. So don't ask me where it is. It's somewhere in D.C.
When we go, we'll let you know. We'll let you know how it looks.
Yeah, we'll let you know how it looks. Actually, my firm, believe it or not, I'm based out of California, but our firm's in 46 states. So I have my main firm. I have 6 offices in California, but then we're in 46 states. So I have partners that handle a lot of that. But anyway, long story short, there's about 12 to 15 to 17, round numbers depends. Judges in D.C., and they have listed him, the lawyers have listed him as the 5th most conservative judge on that bench. So,
interesting.
You know, there's just some FYIs. So, here's, but now, ready for the interesting thing.
All right, go.
This is fun stuff. I mean, this is, I hope I'm not boring everybody, but to me, this is exciting. You can tell I like it.
I'm glued in.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what's interesting, though. Don't forget, there's only been 12 Supreme Court nominees in the history of the United States that have ever been rejected. One of the most famous ones, who? Judge Bork, Robert Bork, remember 1987. But here's some interesting statistics. Dwight D. Eisenhower, remember him? I hope you guys all remember that guy.
Yes.
He put in Earl Warren, who was supposed to be the most conservative person of all time. And after he put Earl Warren in, he turned and became one of the most liberal judges in the history of the Supreme Court. And Dwight D. Eisenhower said that was the biggest mistake of his life. Now, let's jump forward to 1990. Justice Souter was appointed by George Bush Sr. in 1990. He was opposed by the National Organization for Women, the NAACP, and they all called him a far-right winger. If those of you guys who follow Justice Souter, 1992, he started turning liberal. He started turning the left. And he upheld a Planned Parenthood case, and he upheld the Lee v. Wiseman case, which upheld the ban on all school prayers. So he started turning center to left. And so, and the most important one is, remember the Bush v. Gore case, where what happened was Gore said he win, Bush Jr. said he won? So let's think about this. Bush Sr. appoints Souter. Souter comes out against Bush in the Bush v. Gore voting issue.
Wow.
And for many years, it was very controversial, and many people said he was upset about doing that, and he actually retired soon after. But let me tell you, why am I saying all this? They put the conservative person in. Sometimes they go left, or sometimes they put a more liberal in, and they go right. So there's no guarantees. Kavanaugh's a great guy, in my opinion, left or right or middle. He is, to me, just a down-to-the-earth, lay-it-out-like-it-is, call a spade a spade.
I think one of the comments I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, is he said, let's uphold the law. Let's not make the law. Am I correct on that?
That's who he is. That's all the stuff that I've read. Now, do I remember that specific saying? No, but does that sound like him? Yes. Now, you know, another thing that's interesting about Kavanaugh is he is Justice Kennedy's clerk. Now, I'm just talking outside the box because I'm not saying this is a fact, but this is just something to think about. Okay, Kennedy wants to step down. And by the way, he's a family man. He's 81. He wants to relax and enjoy life. By the way, my hosts of Radio Law Talk were, he was their professor. He was a professor at McGeorge School of Law in California. In fact, Denise Dirks, who is my co-host on Radio Law Talk, has met with him and talked to him before. But here's the interesting thing. On June 30th, when we were on our Radio Law Talk show, She nailed it. She goes, I bet Kavanaugh is going to come in. Or she mentioned Kavanaugh and said, that's his law clerk. Probably went to the president and said, I'm going to step down. And, oh, by the way, here's a really cool guy by the name of Brett Kavanaugh that was one of my proteges.
Yikes.
So that's good things.
Yes, interesting.
Yes. Do we think he's going to get rejected just because of President Trump?
Yeah, without getting into details, again, this is another hour discussion, almost impossible with the amount of votes that the Republican Party has. The answer is for him to, again, no guarantees, but the odds of him being not nominated are pretty low.
But I think one of the things that's critically important and why I wanted to talk to you today is this is a good man. He's not a man who's going to be making up legislation as part of the Supreme Court. And two of our justices have basically said, in my opinion, they have said, hey, we just as soon do away with the Supreme Court and make whatever legislation we want. I don't think that's what we need in this nation. I think we need to follow the law. If we need to change the law, let's change the law, but let's follow the law. And that's what it sounds like Kavanaugh is.
All right, we're talking with attorney at law Fred Penny Esquire out of California. Fred, if you'll hold on with us, we'll be right back to close out our show. And I cannot wait to bring this absurdity from the students of New York University when we come back.
All right, we'll be right back after these words. And we're talking about the Supreme Court nominee with Fred Penny, attorney at law and radio talk show host.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. And I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548, and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com. Promo.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo. We've got a great attorney, Fred Penny. You are the radio talk show host of Radio Law Talk. Fred, we're going to finish up this hour talking about Kavanaugh. And Robin, you found an interesting thing about people who don't know, but they really were outraged.
Okay, so I came across this story, and actually it was on one of our morning shows here on 1160 AM. Just brilliant audio that this guy brings to our listeners. And it really goes to support that we are a nation, a country that's so easily brainwashed that we just buy into what we hear instead of researching and having educated opinions that are based on research. Okay, so this happened this past Sunday before Trump's nomination was announced, right? And this comes from Fox News Insider. Students at New York University recently expressed their disdain over President Trump's pick to replace Supreme Court Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy. The only problem is Trump hadn't announced the nominee yet. But yet when the students from NYU were asked by Reform Media Director Cabot Phillips, who interviewed the students, about their reaction to the pick, these students were literally expressing disdain, idiocracy, all these different negative emotions, hateful emotions over information that hadn't even been released yet, but because the reporter told them it had, didn't even say who the nominee was, just said, oh, he announced his nominee, what's your reaction? It was an amazing test that was done just to show our young generation of people are very ignorant and brainwashed.
Yeah, that great point, Robin. All I got to say is, these are students. They know everything. I know law students. They know everything. They can practice law. They know how to try a case. And by the way, they probably have never played ping pong, had a girlfriend named Jenny, or had chocolate. So I'm not too worried about it.
I love it.
I think it's going to be just fine. So, just take some chocolate, a little ping pong table down there, and get it going. And maybe Durbin will come down and play some is Durbin still alive? I don't even know that. Dick Durbin.
I don't even know.
Is that what President Trump needs to do? He just needs to go visit these kids, bring some chocolates, and win them over. Easily brainwashed, it might work.
Look, on the back of one of our T-shirts, of our Radio Law Talk T-shirt, the back of the shirt says, Radio Law Talk, and this is the quote, who needs law school? And that's what I believe in. There you go. You can just listen to Radio Law Talk. You don't need to go to law school because those students, when they come out, I still remember, it's like, oh, my gosh, I can conquer the world, and I know what I'm doing. And then you come into the real world, and it's like, oh, my gosh, there's something besides what I was taught in law school or in undergrad. So, I don't care what they say.
He's
a good guy.
This little test, though, it worries me about where we are headed and our inability to let our president lead our country. How do we change it? I mean, there's so much violence. I feel like we're a lost country right now.
Yeah, and to some degree, yes, Robin. But I'm a different person, and I always have to try to stay politically neutral. Actually, because of the size of the firm, I have too, because we have clients from all areas, left, right, middle, all over the place, and I represent all of them equally, and I don't care what their politics are. But you know what? I'm a PMA, positive mental attitude. I'm happy that this guy's coming in, and the odds of him not making it are slim. Doesn't mean it might not happen, but I think he's got a better opportunity to make it than Robert Bork. That's for sure. Back in the 80s or the 90s, whenever that was.
So, do you think? Let me interject a question real quick.
Sure.
Do you think some of these far left will be won over by the man, because he seems to me to be focused on not creating the law, but basically following the law. Is that, do you think that'll... No?
Short answer, no. The answer is people who look at the Supreme Court, they're gonna pick their favorites, and this is what I've always said. Anytime there is an election, now, in different states, and I'm going to make this short again, in different states, some judges are appointed and some judges are voted upon. The most important thing that you're going to do as a citizen in your voting as a voter is to vote for the judges. People always think, oh, it's the most important thing I do is I get my legislator, I get my president. And it is important, don't get me wrong. But don't forget, everything can be overturned, what a president does and what a legislative body does by one. One thing. The bench.
Well, attorney at law, Mr. Fred Penny, thank you so much for joining us today. You can tune in to your show later this afternoon on 1160 AM. And my message to everyone is, we need to pull together, not left, not right, in the middle. We need to pull together and put people in high positions of authority that are going to be the best choices for our society. So I hope that everything works out well.
Well, Robin, thank you for being on board. And Fred, thank you for being on board. And this is Jim Blythe, and I'm saying a very special thank you to my active duty serving overseas, especially those on the Truman. I want to say that's a very special ship to me. Also, I want to say thank you to all of those who have served. God bless you, and thank you to the USA Radio Network and the Armed Forces Radio Network.